Lord God, it has been 5 minutes since my last confession. Such is my sin, I feel like being sat here is the only place I can relieve myself of my impurity. I only hope that in your infinite wisdom, you deign to judge me as fairly as but a flawed man. She's out there still. She's arranging the flowers for tomorrow's service, dancing around the place in that damn dress. So short and slender, so revealing. For a child of a conservative family, she dresses so, forgive me, Father, but so seductively, I find myself incapable of looking at anything but her. The way the lines of her body seem to draw my gaze, she consumes my attention. I am a pure man of God. I am ever your servant. And yet I feel my mind is becoming corrupt and sinful with every passing second. Each breath she takes near me seems to strip the will from my soul. The way air passes through those lips so full and red and begging to be tasted. I can't hold this within any longer. I remember her as a child, so young and innocent. Is that what drives me to lust after her now? Seeing her become this full, incredible woman, yet still having that innocent, pure veneer, do I wish to corrupt her myself? Do I truly wish to manipulate my position of trust and care to fulfill some shameful fantasy? I refuse to give in, and yet to do so is all I desire. I need to know her touch in a manner most unbefitting my position. On my bare shoulders, my chest, my sides, everywhere, Lord. I confess all this to you in the hopes that you will forgive me should I lose my way, for I fear that is my fate. To see her naked and pure and eager for my touch, to see her lips pouting and ready to meet mine in a warm, intimate meeting, wet and welcoming, so sinful, and yet I cannot deny, more alluring because of it. Is this what my life has become? A life of piety and guiding others brought low by a girl in a summer dress? My thoughts no longer on helping the community, but on cupping two breasts in sinners' hands and seeing her face speak and writhe in pleasure at my touch. I feel I should almost whisper lest she hear my words. Hear how I wish for nothing more than to find my head moving towards the space between her long, slender legs and to finally learn what the flesh there tastes like. To see if perhaps if I found her ready for me. As if perhaps her pure mind harbored impure thoughts of her priest, a man who has helped raise and teach her to be true to God. Would she place hands on my head and push me into her flesh? I am truly lost, overcome. I find myself thinking of her form bent over the very pews within which my congregation beseech you for wisdom and protection, lusting after her cries and moans of sin as I find myself inside her. This appendage at my crotch, ignored and denied so long, finally buried in the prize I have now for so long sought hungrily. I feel my greatest sin, greater even than desiring her flesh as my own, is the wish that she too might think of me this way. I am not so old, and I still have the remnants of youth on my face and body. Perhaps she does, perhaps in her dreams she weaves impure thoughts, impure stories of us coming together behind the altar upon which I preach, of me tearing off her clothes to reveal two full, incredible breasts, slender lips, and such thoughts are driving me to the brink. Even now my hands twitch and flex, eager to satisfy an urge I have for years now resisted, doing to myself what I wish she'd do with hands that would only moments ago be praying to you. To wrap around my length and allow me to feel her warmth, to squeeze from me the very thing I have always thought was for what but one purpose, not the frivolous pleasures of the sinner. I need it. I must have it. If I am to continue to exist in this perilous state of want and desire and lust, I fear I will do nothing but slowly go mad. The object of my desire is out there, dancing feet carrying her around your house, and all I wish for is to leave this confessional and ravage her with all the instinct of a beast, to feel her trapped beneath me, eyes filled with realization, knowing who I really am and what I want, and that perhaps our desires are of the same motive as my rigid flesh enters her, feeling her enclose around me, warm and feminine and as hungry for me as I am for her. Why stop there? Why not catapult myself into the sinful realm of which I am destined to reside? I could lay her across my altar, the place upon which I preach of the very sins of my own frightful act, and pierce her, enjoy her, become one with her, and kiss her lustfully upon the mouth, taste her body, and roam the landscape of her form, feeling my hands slide along every curve, cupping and squeezing her full breasts and taking her nipples into my mouth, running the length of my tongue down her neck, her shoulders, her chest, allowing her to bite into my flesh when I drive myself deeper inside of her, savoring the pain as I have never enjoyed a sensation before. I feel I am defeated by my own wicked ways, and yet a sad clarity seems to overcome me, as if I knew this moment would one day come, and now it has. Perhaps I am free to pursue my heart's desire. No, I cannot. If this church is to become a prison for my sinful passions, then so be it. I only hope that you, Father, might forgive my mind its vile theatre, and the sinful thoughts and fantasies that I will never be able to escape. I feel I am capable of restraining my eager hands, but if she were to offer me that which I so desperately crave, I... Hello? Who's there?